Good morning. So this morning, I want to talk a little bit about finding fulfillment in life and living life of purpose for the glory of God, because life is quite depressing without God, and He deserves our glory to be glorified. So I'm going to read Job 10. I'm going to read it in a different translation, so you can follow along if you want to, but it's more easy to understand in another translation. So just listen to Job's complaints and heart. I am weary of living. Let me complain freely. I speak in my sorrow and bitterness. I will say to God, don't just condemn me. Tell me why you are doing it. Does it really seem right to you to oppress and despise me, a man you have made, and to send joy and prosperity to the wicked? Are you unjust like men? Is your life so short that you must hound me for sins you know full well I've not committed? Is it because you know no one can save me from your hand? You have made me, and you destroy me. Oh, please remember that I'm made of dust. Will you change me back to dust so soon? You have already poured me from bottle to bottle like milk, and curdled me like cheese. You gave me skin and flesh, and knit together bones and sinews. You gave me life, and were so kind and loving to me, and I was preserved by your care. Yet all the time, your real motive is in making me was to destroy me if I sinned, and to refuse to forgive my iniquity. Just the slightest wickedness, and I am done for. And if I'm good, it doesn't count. I'm filled with frustration. If I start to get up off the ground, you leap upon me like a lion and quickly finish me off. Again and again, you witness against me and pour out an ever-increasing volume of wrath upon me and bring fresh armies against me. Why then did you even let me be born? Why didn't you just let me die at birth? Then I would have been spared this miserable existence. I would have gone directly from the womb to the grave. Can't you see how little time I have left? Oh, let me alone, that I may have a little moment of comfort before I leave for the land of darkness, for the shadow of death, never to return. A land as dark as midnight, a land of the shadow of death, where only confusion reigns, and where the brightest light is dark as midnight. So, Job unjustly judged God here, but we can see or feel with him the depression of life. What's the point of living? I'm tired of living. I'm tired of fighting. Just let me die. And it's good to come sometimes to a place of brokenness like this. Especially God was trying to work with Job and teach him some lessons. But we can't stay in this place, and we definitely can't live there, because it'll lead to sin. So here's a broken man, broken before God. But there's still really no point to live. It's just a miserable existence. So in Ezekiel chapter 25, there's an interesting account of God telling Ezekiel how he's going to judge the nations around Israel because they had mocked Israel when they were sent into captivity. It goes on for several chapters about God judging the nations and telling Job how he's going to destroy them. And so I'm just going to read the first five verses of Ezekiel 25. The word of the Lord came again unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against the Ammonites and prophesy against them, and say unto the Ammonites, Hear the word of the Lord God. Thus saith the Lord God, because thou sayest, Aha, against my sanctuary when it was profaned, and against the land of Israel when it was desolate, and against the house of Judah when they went into captivity. Behold, therefore I will deliver thee to the men of the east for a possession, and they shall set their palaces in thee, and make their dwellings in thee, and they shall eat thy fruit, and they shall drink thy milk. And I will make Rabbah a stable for camels, and the Ammonites a couching place for the flocks. And ye shall know that I am the Lord God. And as I was reading through Ezekiel, at the end of, he's going over nation after nation, at the end of each nation, he says that the nation that he judged will know that he is God. And it began to be impressed upon me that God was really concerned that the nations would know that he is God and worship him as God, or at least recognize him as God. They had been saying that they had built themselves up, that they were powerful, and mocking Israel because they didn't have power, that their God wasn't working for them. And so I began to realize that it wasn't the fact that they mocked Israel that God was judging them, but because they had mocked God, and he wanted them to realize that he was the Almighty God and he would receive the glory. So God deserves the glory from our lives because he put us here, and for that reason. And we need to realize this, because if we're living right life like Job, it was in the Old Testament, but if we're living life just to have a good life, then when hard times come, we're going to judge God and say, you're a bad God because these bad things have happened to me. But if we can see that life, that it's about God's glory, and that through these hard things we'll be made better, that can bring purpose into life when we're focused on becoming more like Christ and glorifying him in our lives. It will bring us closer, and it will bring purpose into our lives. So in John chapter 17, I'm just going to read the first verse. Jesus is praying to the Father. So John 17, verse 1, in these words spake Jesus and lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee. So Jesus here is asking the Father to glorify him so that he can glorify the Father. And Jesus needed to be glorified, and we also need to be glorified to glorify God. And he was not asking out of selfishness for his own gain, but for God's own glory. And I think when we can come to that place of asking God to glorify us, not for our own gain, but for the glory of God, that will bring great purpose into our lives, and we'll be well on our way to finding a fulfilled life. So we need to glorify God, but that's sometimes hard to do in our everyday lives, because it's kind of it's not very easy to see how to do that. And I don't know how to do that, but one of the things I was thinking about is we need to do things on purpose. Instead of just going through life trying to find the next fun thing to do, we should do things on purpose. And in our sports and recreation and hobbies, find purpose in what we're doing and why we're doing it, instead of just trying to get as much fun out of life and living for the next fun thing, because when the volleyball stops rolling, the fun is over. And that gets depressing. And even in good things in life, like our Pottsville ministry or choir, it's important that we find purpose for what we're doing. We have a reason beyond it's a good thing to do. Just because your older siblings go. But to find purpose in what you're doing and know why you're doing it. Because if you don't, you'll probably do more harm than good. And it's important to see that we do things on purpose. And so I think that is one way we can find fulfillment in life, is knowing why we're doing what we're doing. So I'll leave you with one question that you can think about. If you, like Job, had everything taken away, your possessions, your family, your health, would you have anything to live for? Or would you curse God and die? So God bless.